So let's start with a pledge.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So the first order of business is the minutes from the January 27th meeting. Do I have a motion to accept them as written?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to accept the January 27th.
Do I have a second?
Gary will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up, as we discussed briefly, is the monthly revenue reports. We have an update to recreation from November of a total of $936. We have a building and zoning from December, $22,355, and the rest are all for the current month of January's reports. Building zoning, $37,485. Public works, $3,000. Highway department, $1,500. Justice Sullivan Biseglia, $16,984. Justice O'Hare, $10,695. Recreation, $1,054.80. And the town clerk, $801.05. Do I have a motion to accept the revenue report? Second?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Before we move on, I want to just mention something. That building and zoning number, the 37,485, that's about 30 or 40% above what it was last year. And last year was a really big year. So we're starting off this year even busier than last year.
Yeah,
we also got mortgage tax in for January. It was $85,000, which is almost double what it was last January as well. So it looks like that's not letting up either.
Good.
So things have not slowed down in any of those categories as a result of what's slowing down everywhere else in the country. All right, next in under correspondence is a resignation letter from Leanna Kropp from our ZBA. She moved to New Hampshire, I believe. So do I have a motion to accept her resignation with regrets?
I'll second. Ed Jessup will second Joe Luna's motion with
the
regret.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up under our agenda item, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Michelle Hayes, who is our current ZBA alternate, to fill in Liana's unexpired term, which ends at the end of 2023. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for Michelle Hayes.
And Joe seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. We had an applicant send us a resume. You may remember basically the day we were appointing a planning board member, and we didn't really have any time to interview him. I looked at his resume, and he came in to talk to me, a week and a half after that meeting. He is an architect by trade and has spent time in front of these kinds of boards. So I think he'd be an excellent candidate for the ZBA slot. Paul Hortzman talked to him, I think, yesterday. So I was thinking at our next meeting, we might appoint him to the alternate ZBA position. He lives, 300 yards from my house, and we, of course, have never met. But. Life in the 21st century. Next up is we have the completion of the 2019 audit for the Justice Court. This is basically an audit of their cash disbursements and so forth. In your package, you should have a copy of their report, as well as a resolution to accept the audit. Do I have a motion?
So moves.
Do I have a second?
Richard.
Yeah,
Richie seconded. Joe made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay, next up we have a rather lengthy list of equipment for bids along with the accompanying documentation for it. The first two items are the chassis and the body for a dump truck plow sander. They're individual priced at 137 and one, the other one at a little over 110. So that's about a little under $250,000 for that truck. There's also a track loader Bobcat for about $96,000, and two pickup trucks, one for highway and one for parks and rec. The one in parks and rec was originally slated for last year and we pushed it out to this year, I believe. And also, I think there is a tractor and a trailer totaling $42,000. All of these were forecast in the budget by the departments we're talking about. So I recommend that we approve awarding these bids.
Excuse me, Alan?
Yep.
The memo that came from Mike's not including the utility trailer or the trailer.
You should have an updated one. I think we got that from Parks and Rec today.
Christine, I updated today. Towards the end of the day, Michael had indicated that he assisted Courtney with that, and she provided a memo, which is in the updated email and agenda posted online. So you must have missed it towards the end of the day, but she does have that with the specific quotes attached.
Right, it's $37,168.37 for the tractor. It's $4,901 for the trailer. And she actually has the backup, like quotes and bids from the actual companies as well.
I will provide you the physical documentation tomorrow morning, Christine.
I just want to know, did she go out to bid for that already or not?
Yes.
Yes. We authorized her to go out to bid for that either the last meeting or the meeting before. I can't remember.
Michael had indicated this afternoon, he came in to advise me that he assisted her. He actually went ahead and got the information and provided it to her. She provided the memo to back that up.
Yes, but did she get the bids?
Yes, they're included.
Yeah. Because she being Courtney, indicated that it was New York State bid 68131. She did. I talked to her on it this afternoon. She did.
Thank you.
Yeah, she went through the state bid with the assistance of Mike. And I said the individual quotes are included in the package, which came in at the end of the day.
All right.
So do you have a motion to basically award the bids for all of these?
Ed Jessup, make the motion to award all the bids.
Okay.
Second by Gary.
Second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay. Next up is committee reports. Is there anything from the CSA?
No, they're very hot on this solar system project. Right. And they also talked about they're eager to review the planning board sending them the town center, the new town center plan. Excited about that too. Those were the two big things.
Okay. Anything else? Anything from highway?
No.
Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Anything from recreation?
No.
Anything from open space?
No.
Are there any town board comments? Anything from the town attorney?
Nothing.
There's no public to ask for comments. So that leaves the town board discussion. You may remember that at the last meeting, we had a request for the endurance race permit. I looked at that a little bit closer, and I guess my opinion hasn't really changed a whole lot. Their application suggests that they're going to have four separate events. They list the number of participants anywhere from 75 to 150. I've checked with the county, and the county has taken the position that the limit on events is still 50. You may have heard that the governor has said something about March 15th, that number moving to 150, but my understanding is that he's lifting it or raising that number for one and only one type of event, and that's weddings. It's not clear to me why an event with 150 people at a wedding is safe, but 150 people gathering for a retirement party, a Elks fundraiser or something else is dangerous. But nevertheless, that's my understanding of where we are. And that I just don't feel like we can authorize somebody to carry on an event that the county has indicated is in violation of the current COVID guidelines. We could reconsider that at some time in the future once the guidelines change, but I don't feel comfortable taking the application and authorizing them for something when we have no reason to believe that they're going to be able to do it. My recollection is the first event, correct me if I'm off base here, Christine, but my recollection is the first event was in March, right?
It's supposed to be March, yes.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is that number for indoor? Because this is outdoor.
No.
Whatever.
It's any quote gathering. It's the number we used for people who wanted to reserve the pavilion at Freedom Lake all last summer, and it's the number we're using now when people are calling to say whether they can do it. So it has nothing to do with whether it's indoor or outdoor at all.
Okay, that's strange. That's really strange. Okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's been the rule for, I don't know, 8 months now. Yeah. I just don't feel like we can
violate it, so I can go ahead and just tell them at this time we have to decline this.
I think we can reconsider if that guideline changes.
Right.
But now his documentation said that they're adhering to all kinds of safety protocols because they're having people indicate that they have negative COVID tests and all that sounds very sensible. It's just not consistent with the guideline from the state at this point.
Thank you, Alan.
So I don't know what else we can say. I don't know what else we could discuss. I think that's our only option at this point. Otherwise, we'd be authorizing them to do something that the county health department expressly told me was not permitted. I don't see how we can do that.
Okay.
Okay. So then in July, if they change the numbers, then
they could resubmit. Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, so
but we have no way of knowing when or if any of that's going to change. Yeah. I mean, this is kind of where we are with everything. Yesterday, I had the owner of the Cinnamon Tree call me because in the past, they have had an arrangement where they brought their kids out to Freedom Lake in the summer, I think one day a week for an outing and so forth. And he was asking me for whether that was going to be able to be done this year. And I just told him, you know, it's February. And I have no idea what the state's going to do in May or June or July. So I said right now we are planning in a manner that things will be close to normal over the summer with the understanding that we may have to readjust just like we did last year. I told him my guess is that things will not be anywhere near as restrictive as they were last year, but I can't guarantee that they're going to be back to normal either. And I just told them, you know, check back in a couple of months because I don't expect the state to tell us in March what we can do in July. That just hasn't been how they've been operating. So
I don't know how to do that.
So I can just tell the applicant that he can reapply closer
if the guidance changes out of the state. Right. If the state changes the guidance, then he can come back and ask us. But in the meantime, I don't see how we can approve something. It's not consistent with the current COVID. Right. And then it's on our responsibility to contact him at some future time and tell him that he can't do it. I don't think that's the right way to do it.
I agree. Thank you.
The applicant could probably get that information just like you did, Alan, right? He could call the agencies to find out.
Sure.
Sure,
there's no reason why he couldn't contact the Dutchess County Health Department. Hopefully, they'll give him the same answer they gave me.
So maybe you should know that too.
But I mean, he can check. But that's my understanding.
Joe, we have given him all those resources, so we'll we will communicate it to him.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion from the board?
None.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Ted Jessup.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thanks, folks.
Thank you. Everybody.